From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon is fined 10 million won for accepting illegal political funds and will lose his post if the Supreme Court upholds the ruling. President Lee Jae-myung is set to visit San Francisco to meet global big tech CEOs, including NVIDIA's Jensen Huang. And new data shows the average South Korean had a net worth of 274.75 million won last year, marking an on-year hike of some 9%. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon has been fined 10 million won, or about $7,000, for violating the Political Funds Act ahead of the 2021 by-election. If the sentence becomes final after moving through the higher courts, the potential presidential contender will lose his post. Oh says he will continue his legal battle in the appellate court. Eileen Cahill has more.
피고인 오세훈을 벌금
The Seoul Central District Court sided with prosecutors who alleged that Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon received the results of public opinion polls from the controversial broker Myung Tae-kyun ahead of the April 2021 mayoral by-election. The court said Oh orchestrated an illegal proxy payment scheme by having a longtime financial supporter pay Myung.
이 사건에서 부정수수된 정치자금, 즉 피고인이 김한정으로부터
In this case, the amount of political funds illicitly received, specifically the cost of public opinion polls that the defendant had Kim An-jung pay on his behalf, stands at 21 million won, a sum that is by no means insignificant. The offense is particularly serious in nature because it involved a deliberate attempt to conceal the commissioning of the polls and the payment process with the aim of publishing and reporting on candidate commission polls, a practice prohibited under the Public Official Election Act.
The court fined Oh 10 million won on Wednesday for violating the Political Funds Act, a penalty severe enough to oust him from his post if the decision is allowed to stand after all appeals are exhausted. The court said Mayor Oh was conscious of his intra-party rival, Na Kyung-won, and had a motive to seek results favorable to him, given that the party primary was being conducted via public opinion polls. Oh claims he never requested the surveys. The Seoul mayor said he will appeal the ruling. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung will visit the U.S., Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and Germany. National Security Advisor Lee Sung-nak and Presidential Chief of Staff for Policy Kim Yong-bum announced on Wednesday that the president will visit San Francisco on Friday and Saturday and meet global big tech CEOs, including NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, and Broadcom CEO Hock Tan. The president will also attend a gathering dubbed the San Francisco AI Summit, which will see the participation of the big tech CEOs along with Samsung Electronics Chairman Lee Jae-yong, SK Group Chairman Choi Tae-won, Hyundai Motor Group Executive Chair Jung Yi-sun, and Naver Founder and Board Chair Lee Hae-jin. At that gathering, Lee plans to announce the so-called San Francisco AI Declaration, which outlines his intent to make South Korea an incomparable player in the global AI ecosystem and his vision for global cooperation. After wrapping up his U.S. trip, the president will make a four-day state visit to Brazil starting Sunday before heading to Chile and then Argentina. Industry Minister Kim Jong-gwan left for Washington on Wednesday in an effort to expedite the implementation of Seoul's investment pledges under last year's trade deal and in hopes of settling the bilateral dispute over the e-commerce business Coupang. Kim told reporters that misunderstandings over Coupang will be resolved and ties with Washington will not be affected. Paek Ju-yeon has more.
What began as a local consumer data breach has escalated into a diplomatic row. Industry Minister Kim Jong-gwan has departed for Washington to discuss pending bilateral issues, including the protracted dispute over the e-commerce giant Coupang.
Regarding Coupang, we believe there is sound logic and sufficient ground supporting our position. There have been some misunderstandings on the U.S. side, which we have consistently sought to clarify. And I believe there is now a certain level of mutual understanding between my counterpart and myself. Misunderstandings can be cleared up, and gaps are to be bridged. I do not believe that the long-standing South Korea-U.S. alliance can be shaken by a single issue like this.
Speaking to reporters at the airport Wednesday morning, Kim dismissed claims that Seoul turned protectionist against the U.S.-incorporated Coupang headquartered in Seattle. The dispute arose after South Korea imposed a record $423 million fine on Coupang over last year's massive customer data breach, which then led to intense political lobbying in Washington. Kim is scheduled to attend the opening ceremony of the South Korea-U.S. Shipbuilding Partnership Center as part of the bilateral MASGA, or Make American Shipbuilding Great Again project. Pigeon KBS World Radio News.
In a class action lawsuit filed in New York against Coupang's U.S. parent company, the plaintiffs and defendants are clashing over the jurisdiction of the court and whether the parent company is liable for last year's personal data breach. According to the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York on Tuesday, Coupang's parent company, Coupang Inc., and its founder and chair, Kim Bum, sent a letter to the presiding judge earlier this month requesting that the lawsuit be dismissed without a preliminary hearing. Coupang Inc. argued that it's inappropriate for the case to be handled in New York since the data breach occurred at its South Korean subsidiary, Coupang Corporation. Stressing that Coupang Inc. is a holding company based in the U.S. state of Delaware, the parent company stressed that Coupang Corporation is a separate legal entity and is simply one of its subsidiaries around the world. Meanwhile, the plaintiffs said Coupang Inc. has been introducing Coupang Corporation as a key subsidiary to investors, yet in court, it is acting as if it has no knowledge about the affairs of its subsidiaries. New data finds that the average South Korean had a net worth of 274.75 million won last year, or roughly $186,000 U.S. dollars, up a little over 9% from 2024. That's according to the 2025 National Balance Sheet released by the Ministry of Data and Statistics and the Bank of Korea on Wednesday. South Korea's net worth, which refers to the value of one's assets minus their loans and financial obligations, stood at 24.56 quadrillion won last year. That's up 2.2%, or 531 trillion won from 2024. Though net financial assets, total financial assets minus financial liabilities, declined after the surge in domestic stock investments by non-residents was estimated as debt, non-financial assets, or real assets such as land and housing, posted growth of 3.8%, driven by property price appreciation. In particular, real estate assets climbed more than 4% to some 17.84 trillion won, to account for nearly 77% of total real assets. South Korea's National Human Rights Commission has recommended that the Defense Ministry and relevant authorities take steps to protect the rights of soldiers with special dietary needs, including vegetarians, religious diets, and food allergies. The commission made the recommendation on Wednesday, saying that providing alternative meals was linked to protecting soldiers' health, physical safety, and freedom of conscience and religion, as the state is responsible for meals provided to troops living on military bases. The recommendation came after the commission found that many soldiers with special dietary needs were not receiving alternative meals. The commission's 2023 survey on military food services found that 5 out of 989 surveyed soldiers were vegetarians, but only 3 of them were provided with vegetarian meals. Among 20 soldiers who followed religious diets, only 3 were receiving meals that met their dietary requirements. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.